Hey guys, I'm David Mitchell, founder and CEO of Tradeway. What if God himself gave you a blueprint for how to handle your money? Well, the Bible is a practical book. Let's dive in and see what it has to say about wealth, about risk, about leverage, and about investing, and uncover how trading in the stock market can be a powerful tool for moving towards your biggest goals. We're so happy you're here. This is The Word on Investing. Hey guys, so happy to be with you today. Glad you came to join us. We're excited about our new podcast on investing and trading and all about the right way to do it, the way our family's done it for four generations. And, you know, I got together with my five grown children and we decided, you know what? We've been passing these skill sets down through our family now for five generations, going into six with our grandbabies. Why don't we share this with our brothers and sisters in Christ? So we, about 15 years ago, we started doing that and it's been awesome. One of the cool things we're able to do is share how I discovered this. I didn't get saved till I was a little later in life. I already had 2 degrees in business, an MBA from Baylor University. And I later, then I got saved. 3 years after that, I got called to preach and started studying the Bible, theology. I love that, still do. I'm still senior pastor at Park Meadows Church and have smart, great people running about 3 companies our family owns. And they only call me when there's an emergency. They keep everything going so I can put my time into studying God's word, preaching, and so forth, which is my number one love. My number two love, though, is the fact that Jesus found out what people needed, which back in his day was food, and he would share food and drink with 5,000 people, put them on a hill, and then he could share scriptural things with them, spiritual things with them. And nowadays, what people need is money, right? So we share the potential to make money through creating a family business with stock trading, teaching the skill sets to your kids and your grandkids, and now you have the potential to create generational wealth through stock trading. But we point out also that all of these great financial and economic principles were first found in the Bible. I mean, when I went to grad school there at Baylor, the very first thing we learned was the risk-return trade-off, right? I mean, you learn that in every business school. Guess what? That was taught in a parable that you learned in Sunday school as a kid, the parable of the talents. The risk-return trade-off is taught there, and it's taught in many other places in the Bible. The law of supply and demand is taught in the Bible. Every great business principle is there. And you know what? It's no accident that they wound up in our economics finance books, because Harvard and Yale and William and Mary and Princeton and on and on and on, every great college that we have that started on the East Coast here in this country were preacher schools when they started. And they taught theology. They taught the Bible. And usually it was a pastor that was the president of the college for years back in those days. And so did they teach other things? Yeah, they taught medicine. They taught economics. They taught many other things. And that's why the great principles that came into those early economics textbooks came from the Bible. And, you know, even as recently, and I say recent because I'm so young, you know, I graduated from high school in 1972. So in 1972 at Baylor University, because I went straight into college that summer, I didn't wait for fall. I wanted to get there. And there, you know, in the business program, they had a whole section, a whole part of a semester on what they called the Protestant ethic and how it changed the course of the world, especially the Western world as far as economics. And it came, the principles came from the Bible. And that was taught in major universities, not just Baylor. It was taught throughout major universities around the world in the 70s. You won't see it taught now, right? But the principles still came from the Bible. It's just they don't footnote, they don't properly footnote the Bible anymore. I'll give you one. Think about this. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Now think about that. The phrase, the faith, is a catchphrase throughout the New Testament. It's just talking about the whole of the Christian faith. So providing proper financing for your family Income for your family is one of the key components of the Christian faith, but you don't hear that taught at church on Sunday morning. Well, I don't even teach it at church on Sunday morning because I talk about Jesus Christ and his finished work and his life and his works and all that, and rightly so. But there ought to be some time during the week when the church can talk about what God shares with us about money and how it works, about economics. I mean, he's the creator of the universe. He created the laws of economics. So when you learn those, your business will go better. So we teach those in our Tradeway events. You might want to check it out at tradeway.com. We have a great two-day event called Step One, Start Your Journey. It's awesome. You can do it from home, all on the internet. So check that out. But I mean, you're going to see these concepts such as risk-return trade-offs, such as supply and demand, right there, and we'll put the scripture up on the screen and show you where it came from in God's Word, because God is the one who created all this and teaches us the wisdom on how to use it in our own family. So let me ask you a good question. If God commanded us to take care of our own house, would he not show us how to do it in the same Bible? And he does. All right, now think about this. It goes beyond that. 2 Corinthians 12:14 says, For the children ought not lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. So we're supposed to lay aside money for our kids when we die. Now, it goes further than that. Proverbs 13:22 says, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. So now, ladies and gentlemen, just think about this a minute. If you're living hand to mouth, so to speak, in other words, you may have a great salary from wherever you're working, but you're using it up every month, then you're not laying aside extra money for your children and grandchildren. It takes a lot of money. In fact, it takes what I call wealth to do that. Now, what is wealth? It's just extra left over at the end of every month that you save, right? That's what wealth is. And you either save it or you create it and save it. Now, one of the things we advocate is learn how money works, learn how the stock market works, learn the difference between trading and investing, and learn how to do both. And you can learn all of that at Tradeway. That's what we are. We started out as an educational company. Now we're a registered investment advisory company, but we're still big on education. We're going to teach you all about how that works and straight from the source, which is the Word of God. Now, the Bible doesn't teach you exactly modern trading techniques. We teach you that from what our family's done for four generations, but the basic groundwork and the principles for how to do all that are actually in the Bible. Did you know the Bible actually talks about trading, not stocks, but not options either, but it does talk about trading commodities. And it's everything about retailing and wholesaling and the family business and buying at wholesale, marketing it up, selling it for a profit for your family. All of that groundwork is in the Bible, and that's how God says to do it. So capitalism is what the Bible teaches. It doesn't use that word, but it doesn't have the word rapture either, but it teaches about the rapture, doesn't it? But capitalism is what the Bible teaches. That's why it works. And other systems such as communism, socialism will never work because God didn't ordain them to work. They're going to lead to poverty. But anyway, I'm on a rabbit trail now, right? So think about it. If 1 Timothy 5:8, 2 Corinthians 12:14, and Proverbs 13:22, you add those up and they say you've got to create wealth for your family, then wouldn't God teach you how to do it? Well, yeah, I don't think it would be fair, you know, for him to tell us to do something and then not show us how to do it. Well, there are some keys in the Bible about that too. Think about this one, Proverbs 24:3. Through wisdom is a house built, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall thy chambers be filled with all precious riches. Now think about that. There's a promise, but God's promises a lot of times are conditional, and especially wealth promises. He doesn't just prove he's going to make all of his kids rich. He says, I will give you riches if and when you do this. And then he gives you, you know, about seven major things you have to do. So they're conditional promises. Well, look at the condition listed here. What's the promise? That I'll fill your chambers with pleasant riches. That's God's promise. But what are the conditions? You got to have wisdom, you got to have understanding, and you have to have knowledge. Now, in modern vernacular, what is that? It adds up to skill sets, right? And that's what we teach you at Tradeway. We're going to teach you the skill sets about a particular business called stock trading, and that's the knowledge. Now, I want you to think about this a minute. It takes a little bit of time to learn the knowledge and get that information in your mind. We say the best way to do it is grab it all as fast as you can. Get the language learned. Put the concepts in your mind. But does that mean you master them overnight? Absolutely not. That's where understanding comes in and wisdom. So you have to get the knowledge first, and then you begin to master one or two strategies at a time. And once those are mastered and they're like second nature, then you grab one or two more and learn them. And you keep doing that. We got over 40 of them, different strategies that give you the potential to make money at different stages of the cycle, of the life cycle of a market. So you're not going to master those overnight, but you need to begin to learn them quickly and then start to master them over time. And that's what we help you do. We want to hold your hand with that. So if you go out to tradeway.com, you're going to see a lot of help. One thing is you could sign up for our next two-day event called Step One, Start Your Journey, because you can do that online from the comfort of your own home, or get started with something called the Insider Program. It's going to be so important because it's going to help you with the fundamental analysis. We're going to provide stock baskets of which great growth stocks. We're going to have a basket with the greatest growth stocks in the world in that basket, usually around 100 stocks you can choose from, where we've already done the fundamental analysis for you. They're great companies with great products, great leadership, et cetera, and great earnings per share quarter to quarter, all that good stuff. And then we're also going to provide the market tone for you through market alert emails if you're an insider. And that's going to be so helpful because you'll understand what the one or two key phrases are out there in the world events that affect the market, what the market's doing, what's the whole market doing as judged by the S&P 500, because you want your trade to go and flow with that, not against it. So the market tone will be there in the Insider Program. And then we're going to give you help with the technical analysis. You're going to have the David Mitchell settings, which will set up all your indicators and all your charting software, just like mine. Have been working for 35 years, and that saves you weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks of time to get all that set up. All that's provided in the Insider Program, and you get the market alerts. We're going to give you industry rankings. We're going to give you tutorials and trader checklists. We're going to give you an education that's better than gold, because what does the Bible say? Knowledge is better than gold, right? I mean, it says that in a lot of places. And so I kind of like those types of verses. Let me give you one. Proverbs 3:13. Happy is the man that finds wisdom and the man that gets understanding. See, that's skill sets. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof is better than fine gold. These skill sets are more precious than rubies, and all the things thou can desire are not to be compared to skill sets. In other words, knowledge and understanding and wisdom. Length of days is in her right hand, in her left hand riches and honor. Now, tell me that's not a promise. Length of days are in her right hand, in her left hand riches and honor. But it's conditional, isn't it? It's conditioned upon gaining skill sets through knowledge, wisdom of a certain business. And in this case, Tradeway is going to help you with how to run your stock trading as a family business and pass those skill sets down to your kids and grandkids and have the potential to create generational wealth that way. The Bible continues there in Proverbs 3:17, her ways are the ways of pleasantness and all of her paths are peace. Don't you want peace? Well, you know, the Bible kind of indicates this, and you know what? The Jewish people understand it. Christians don't like it because they think poverty creates, you know, spiritualness. Spirituality is equal to being poor. That is not taught by Jesus. I mean, when you see him where it looks like he's saying that, if you'll check your context, which is everything in Bible interpretation, context, he's talking about Pharisees who stole from widows and got rich. Of course, that's evil. But listen, the Bible says that pleasantness and peace in life, it says up here, length of days. I mean, that's a statistic you can go check out. Wealthy people live longer on average than poor people. Why? They get better health. They have better access to doctors, to the most current health and nutritional concepts and medicines and so forth. And they live a better life. They live longer. That's a proven fact. The Bible says it's a fact. And it says honor comes with wealth. So, you know, this creation of this great promise of God for generational wealth comes with a condition. And one of those, and I'm not saying this is the only one, But one of them certainly is learning the proper skill sets, the knowledge and understanding of a particular business. So we're going to help you with that part of it. There are some other things the Bible says you do to get to that promise. And we're not advocating that the Bible contains information on how to properly, specifically do trade strategies, but you can get that from us. We got five generations now of doing it in our family and plenty of strategies we can share with you, but they're based on grand biblical principles such as the laws of supply and demand, risk return, trade-off, things like this. And those things really drive the concepts behind why markets work. So yeah, the Bible's got really important information that helps gain knowledge. All right, so I just thought we would throw in a show a little bit and show you some of the biblical underpinnings of why we do what we do at Tradeway. You know, I have pastors all the time tell me, well, Brother David, the Bible is not predominantly a financial book. And I just want to puke. I want to puke when I hear it. We pastors think we know everything. You know, you can't teach us anything. We're the most unteachable group as a whole of anybody in the world. And you guys, if you're in the ministry, you know what I'm talking about. You don't even want to come hear me preach because you're such a better preacher. And then I feel the same way about you, right? I mean, let's be honest. That's how we are as in the ministry. And I'm thinking, you know what, though? We can learn from each other, and we really know that. Deep down, we really, really know that. And the truth is, you can say the Bible's not a book of mathematics, but I'll promise you this, everywhere you find math in the Bible, it's absolutely correct. And you can say it's not a book of science, but everywhere you see science alluded to in the scripture, it's absolutely correct. And long years, sometimes decades and centuries before modern man put it into his understanding of how science works, it's listed in the Bible, such as the fact that the earth is round, the circle of the earth is mentioned long before the scientists of the world were still thinking it was flat. The earth was flat, and the Bible said, no, it's a circle. And pi is mentioned in the Word of God. Over 2,800 years ago, pi is mentioned in dealing with geometry. So, I mean, the Bible, yeah, you can say it's not a scientific book, but where it speaks to science is totally accurate. And if you want to say it's not a business book, then I would ask you, you know, why do you think, and I'm just pulling a number out of the air, but I bet I'm not far from right. 3/4 of all the banks in the world run by Jewish people, because they understand that the Bible contains economic principles, and they're good at money as a people because they get the principles from the Bible. You see, they view the Bible as a practical book. We view it as a theological book, and I'm not against that. I love theology. I love doctrine, strong doctrine. Oh, man, I love it. I love it. I love it. But methodology is all throughout the Bible, too. God will never tell us to do something without showing us how, and the how is practical. And when he tells us to lay aside for our kids and grandkids, guess what? He has got embedded principles all throughout that book, the Bible, that show us how economics, finance, business works, skill sets for family business, skill sets for trading, for commerce, for retail, for all of it, it's in there. We talk about it a lot at Tradeway. And I find across the country, I'll speak to a room with 200-300 people in the room, and you might have 15 different denominations, and I'll just put scripture up on the wall, you know, up on the PowerPoint, and we'll just talk about scripture, and we agree on it. We don't put theological stuff up there that's denominational. We just put scripture up there, and we find this amazing unity. And to me, that's more like church than church, right? Because you put a label on a church, other people won't walk in. You share, like Jesus did, food with people, they'll come. You share how to potentially make money, they will come. And then we can share spiritual principles from the creator of economics, the creator of the universe, God himself, straight from his word, and all agree on it. And it's awesome. So check out tradeway.com. Find our next 2-day event called Step One, Start Your Journey. Man, you can do this thing and learn so many skill sets right from home, all on the internet. Now, if you love this idea of the fact that the Bible's full of business concepts, economic principles, financial principles, they all started out in Harvard, Yale, Princeton, William and Mary, and all over the place. That's where our economic principles came from. You like that? Then rate and review this episode, and let's get some other like-minded folks listening and see what we can do. Maybe we can change the world. What if we had enough good millionaires? And by that, I meant good Christian people with millions of dollars. Could we change things? Could we have influence on this world? Maybe all of a sudden we could influence the music industry. Maybe all of a sudden we could influence Hollywood. Maybe we could be the ones making movies. Maybe we could influence the colleges and universities and what professors they choose if we had more wealth and more power, you see? And the Bible teaches that power comes with wealth. Money is not evil, ladies and gentlemen. It's the love of it that's evil. And if we teach our family and our kids and grandkids, think of it as a tool. And as long as you think of money as a tool, it will not hurt you. Let me prove it for you. Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. There's your promise. But he goes on and he says, and he addeth no sorrow with it. So you look out at some of the worldly people out there that make millions of dollars, and maybe it's new money, and their kids grow up and they're not fulfilled. They're not happy. Sometimes they're unclear on their purpose, and often they're suffering from depression. So it's like the money hurts them. Well, maybe they've wrapped up their whole identity in this new money that they've found, and they really have no purpose in life, or they don't know their purpose anyway. It's really sad. And they think that the success is the money itself, rather than the money just being a tool. But there's a promise for the man and woman of God that if you raise your kids in the Word of God and you create wealth in your family through generational wealth creating techniques that are taught in the Bible, that the blessing of the Lord will make you rich and he won't add sorrow with it. Think about that. The money won't hurt you. Why? Because you're treating it as a tool. God says he will add riches with no hurt. The money won't hurt you if you understand it's his money, it comes from him, and it's his business, and you're part of it. I love it. I like these concepts. I can't believe that more people don't understand it, but I think it's because most pastors don't see the Bible as a practical book. They don't see the business principles. They'll even argue with me that they're not there, which they are, and the whole world knows it, but except for pastors in some cases. So why don't we just start looking for them? Brothers, my pastor brothers out there, let's start looking for them. They're everywhere. If you want to pick up something cool, go out to tradeway.com. I've got a little thing called the Echo Principle, and some of you pastors might find it interesting. It's how I find business principles in the Bible. Check that out, and I think you'll love it. So I hope you enjoyed this show. If you did, please rate it and review it. Let's get other like-minded folks out here listening, and we'll see you next time.